Hey, good morning, everyone, and happy Black Friday, and also yesterday, happy Thanksgiving. Missed it. Just want to let y'all know, we're doing another update today, another podcast, so I know I try to at least do one a week, if nothing else, so here we are today. Again, welcome. I hope you're, like me, heading out to do a little bit of shopping, if possible. Be careful, by the way, because Black Friday is notorious for being not the nicest of times, especially if you're in a retail world. Yeah, I feel for you. I really do. I know the pain. I truthfully do. So I just want to say again, welcome. Thanks again for any people who are returning. Thanks again for all the people who maybe are just tuning in. Or hey, if nothing else, again, remember to, you know, let your friends know, let family know, anyone you know you want to let know to hear me. Definitely just share this podcast. You know, I want to have as many people as possible just listen to it. Again, if they feel hope, humor, and again, if nothing else, just have a little bit of short time with me to talk and hear me out. By all means, definitely tune in and listen. So, it's been kind of a hectic week. My wife's been with the stomach flu, and it's not been pretty. So, I have been trying to take care of her. I've had to call off of work quite a bit, and I don't say it in remittance to take care of her. I am taking care of her, but it sucks obviously for her because I can see how bad that she's hurting from it. And so, you know, that's what I took off to help her out and to help take care of the kids and stuff. So I've been doing all that this week, and now I'm out and about this morning trying to do a little bit of shopping, and she's in bed and the kids are still asleep, so that's my plan, at least. You know, hit up the Walmart, favorite place to shop, obviously. And yeah, so excuse me. It's very early for me. I am not used to being awake this time of morning. Just it's early. it's too early for me. But and even though I know most of the sales started yesterday, I was like, no, there's no way I'm going out in this traffic. It's madness out here. I'll just wait until today and I'll take my chances this morning. Go have some Thanksgiving food later today, and yeah, so that's pretty much it. I'm sure most of you also have started either listening to Christmas music or put out your Christmas trees. It's all cool. Like, I debate on putting ours out, but still haven't done it yet. Plus, we got the cat and stuff. Like, cats and Christmas trees do not mix. Last year, I had to tie ours up to the door because cat kept climbing up and they would knock it over. So even whenever I tied it off, he still would climb up in it. And so it was just trying to figure out different sprays and stuff that would work to deter him from climbing up. But yeah, it's a fun time, you know. Like, I enjoy Christmas music. I don't know, I tried to branch out a little bit with certain Christmas music, but it's kind of hard sometimes because it just, you get in the habit of hearing the, you know, regular stuff, and I don't know, it's comforting after a while. So that's what I've kind of, I kept doing it. Yeah, I wanted to kind of just, you know, just do like a little update and stuff, and maybe provide a little more positive podcast than what I have been doing. Again, I still struggle with my thing, with, you know, all that I mentioned before. That doesn't define me, doesn't define who I am. It means I have flaws, and it means that I'm, you know, obviously, you know, bothered by them. And obviously, you know, they matter a lot. But I'm not, you know, Brent the guy with depression, Brent the guy with anxiety, Brent the guy with, I'm not that. I'm not a label. I'm still me. I have problems, and you know, I'm not ashamed to admit that. I think it's important in life to know your flaws as well as your strengths and weaknesses too. But know your flaws. If you can admit your flaws to yourself, that's the first step, at least, in trying to find some kind of recovery or help. Because until you can admit that you have issues, you have problems, you have addictions, you have something that is going on in your life, then you can never really try to begin a road to recovery or road to help for it. You know what I mean? That's the way I look at it. So, just to kind quickly. First of all, how excited I am to be playing that Star Wars game, the Fallen Order. Oh, it's so fun. It's so much fun. In a lot of ways, though, it's like a maze in some ways, because before you go to different planets, you have to do little, not really secrets, but it's more like little tunnels and just different areas to explore, but a little bit of backtracking too. But still, it's a fun game, and I hated on, you know, it for a long time. I was going to get it because it was licensed to EA, but you know what? Like, they knocked it out of the park. I mean, especially with Respawn, it was done Titanfall. They really did. They absolutely knocked the single player campaign out of the park. No microtransactions, no paid DLC. You know, all the pains and everything that EA has gone through the past is just gone now, and it's such a fun game. I would definitely recommend it if you are a Star Wars fan, or it definitely also favors into that Assassin's Creed parkour, which, again, I love the series, at least. Loved it till it became too much, and I got away from I enjoyed the simpler mechanics of the older ones, especially up to 4, I would say. After 4, Unity was okay after they finally patched everything, but and Syndicate was good too once they patched everything, but I tried to I tried to like it and I tried to enjoy it, but it was too much. I couldn't get it to, just it's too long of a game, and for me, when you only get like a little bit of time to play each night, just it's overkill, because you don't get to enjoy anything. You don't feel like you've accomplished anything. So that's kind of my problem too. Like, I really enjoy Zelda Breath of the Wild. Like, I really like it. But my problem is, where it's so big and I only get 1 or 2, you know, hours a night, all I'm mostly doing is I can maybe try to get to a shrine and then I'm cooking some apples. Like, that's about the most that I can do. But, you know, it's still so much fun to play, and I do plan on investing a little more time into it to play later on. But yeah, that's definitely fun to play with Breath of the Wild. Also as well, there's no crazy lines. Walmart's not too bad even. Wow, awesome. It makes me happy. Like, right now, I'm just happy to be able to drive through, and there's not insane traffic right now, at least here in South Carolina. That's cool. It's 46, geez. But also, for those who have not listened or have not got a chance to watch The Mandalorian on Disney Plus, oh, it's good. Oh, and there's the line. Yep, I can see it's here at Best Buy, and I can see it wrapped around the building. Oh, well. No worries. It opens here anyways. I'm just getting one thing. But, yeah, they got these wireless earbuds, actually, that I'm wanting to pick up. They're on sale. They're half off today. So that's what I'm planning on getting here. Nothing crazy. But yeah, back to The Mandalorian. And it's an awesome show. And, I mean, no joke, really. I'll get more, excuse me, enjoyment out of, you know, like a half-hour show in there that I have so many times with movies that are an hour and a half to 2 hours long. It's just that good. And I'm not going to talk about any spoilers or anything, so no worries with that. Next episode, I probably will, because a new episode just dropped today, and I would again highly recommend it. I know they were offering for a while a 7-day free trial. Man, definitely go pick it up. Like, it's just so good to check out. It's too cool. But, you know, it's kind of leading into what the new Star Wars movie is going to be. And again, I can't wait for that. I'm too excited. I think it's just going to be really fun and too cool to kind of, you know, go with. I mean, it's the end of the Skywalker saga. So who's not excited to at least, you know, see what they're going to do? Like, I don't know. You know, it's hard to say what J.J. Abrams is going to kind of do about things. And he just, it really is. You know, he's such a great director. I mean, you kind of can't go wrong with it. Now, I don't know, too, if anybody's had a chance to see, but excuse me, I apologize for that. I've got allergies. The CW, like, I haven't watched any of the CW shows for a long time, like Flash and stuff. I liked it, but I just got out to it. It was just too much, and didn't have enough time to catch up on everything. But they are having this awesome Crisis on Infinite Earths, like, crossover. And, man, it's got everybody in it. I mean, it's got anybody from Brandon Routh, who's, well, I guess I don't know if I want to spoil it. I'll kind of about, I haven't watched it or anything, and, like, just from what I've read. So, I won't spoil anything, but if you, you know, want to catch up and want to hear me at least talk about it, maybe on the next one, read up a little bit, because it's got so many cool people in it. It's really cool. Like I said, I haven't watched the CW stuff forever, but I might end up checking this one out just for the fact that, or it does have so many good people in it and so many cool characters. Like, I tried to, you know, keep up with the CW for a long time, but for the most part, I got tired of the whole leather outfits on everybody. It was too much. You know, just got a little boring after a while. So I was like, I don't want to see these suits. These are just, you know, cheap imitations or whatever. But yeah, like, it's definitely kind of cool though, just the way that they are going about the show. So, nope, looks like Best Buy is still closed. That's all good though. After, like I said, after this, it's a trip to Walmart, and then hopefully back home. Walmart's gonna be the fun one to fight with, because there's always so many people in there, but at least traffic moved pretty good today, and I don't really have to worry about that. And it's nice weather, so it's not pouring down rain, it's not freezing. Of course, I don't have to worry about that much here in South Carolina, but it's still, you know, still possibility. But still closed. I will say though, during the holidays, it's hard at times for me, and, you know, and other people too. You know, holidays are really big for depression and also anxiety, because you feel the anxiousness and anxiety from either being around family or having to visit relatives that maybe you're not too comfortable speaking with or even being around. And that's a hard time for a lot of people. It's not really easy, you know, and it's definitely not enjoyable for a lot of people. And I know too that unfortunately, you know, holidays are big time hard on a lot of people with depression, because you're reminded of, I should say, either you're reminded of happier times, or maybe you're reminded of, let's just say, what the media or social media, or even marketing, tries to put as the, you know, the happy holidays and how things should be. And it's not like that. You know, you don't have to have this great big feast or this great big holiday, you know, for the family. Like, you don't have to have that to enjoy it or to have fun. You know, you can still enjoy it and have fun with whatever, either little or lot that you have. So don't believe, again, in the marketing of it and get all wrapped up in you have to have this or you have to have that. It has to be this way for you to have a happy Thanksgiving or even for Christmas. It's not like that. You know, people get sucked into what the media and what social media has, what, you know, should be believed, or what this spectacular holiday, you know, in regards to what you have and things like that, and what it should be, you know, big feast and big presents, and it's not like that. You don't have to have that to be happy. You don't have to have that to make someone else happy. So don't believe in all the social media, you know, everything that's kind of putting it out there saying you've got to have this or have that. It's not like that. You're supposed to enjoy it as much as possible and celebrate the season for what it is. Celebrate it with your family, with friends, as your habit. Just focus a lot on yourself too, in regards to your mental health, your physical health,
Don't try to get wrapped up in how things should be. Focus on the here and now and what they are. That's very important. Focus on the here and now and see what it is. It's not fun going through life almost like looking, just being a pasture in your own body. It sucks. I did that for a long time with my anxiety and depression. It was miserable. Focus on trying to be yourself and be in the moment, be present. And sometimes that's all you can ask for. I mean, it really is. But hey guys, looks like they are opening up. So I will conclude this and head out. I want to thank you again for all the listener support. I appreciate it. The link is in the donate, in the my bio page. Any donation or contribution is so, so appreciative. And I really do am thankful for it. Again, thank you for any listeners and all the listeners for tuning in and listening to me. And please, again, definitely just share the podcast or have anyone listen to it. And again, I hope y'all have a good, you know, holidays for, you know, today and for this weekend. And y'all be careful and be safe. And again, my email is right there in the comments, so tune in. Or I'm sorry, so send me any emails. And yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. And I'm gonna, you know, thanks again for Anchor for, you know, putting this out. It's really fun. I really enjoy doing this. This helps me out by kind of being able to talk like this. And I hope it helps some of y'all out. I really do. It's not just for me. I hope it just helps y'all out. So y'all have a happy holidays, happy Thanksgiving. And tune in next week. I'll be putting another update, put another podcast out. Y'all take care and be safe. Bye.